Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. This is Vic Lopez, America's third most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing, religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Today we're going to be talking to Bob Inyart, who's on location gathering signatures for Colorado's personhood amendment. We'll hear from him a little bit later. We're going to go over a few things today. We're going to be talking about the personhood amendment. We'll be talking about an audio clip that we have from Virginia Fox, congresswoman from North Carolina, and we'll be talking about churches, what you can do to get involved. We'll be taking your calls today. The number is 1-800-8-INYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Call in with your questions and your comments. Let us know how it's going for you today. Colorado has a personhood amendment, if you don't know about that. What we're doing is we're trying to get an amendment on the ballot to change the Colorado Constitution to give personhood to unborn babies. The amendment talks about protecting life from the moment of fertilization. Christy Burton with Colorado for Equal Rights is the woman who wrote the amendment. She's quite an amazing person. She's only 20 years old, and she's really done a lot of work for us. ColoradoForEqualRights.com, if you want to contact them. They can use any help you can give them. They really need financial support to help get these petitions done in the last days here. Their phone number, Colorado for Equal Rights, is 719-749-2164. You can also get petitions from ColoradoRightToLife.org. Their number is 303-753-9394. This is a very important time in Colorado history. As you may or may not know, Colorado was the first state to legalize abortion, and we're hoping that Colorado will be the first state to get a personhood amendment passed and entered into the Constitution of the state. The whole country is watching Colorado to see how it turns out. We can really use your help, your support, and your prayer. Speaking of prayer, today is the National Day of Prayer. Prayer is a very important part of our lives. We should be praying every day. I believe that Bob was at the National Day of Prayer. When he calls in, maybe he can comment as to how that went today. I'm going to talk a little bit about abortion, the cost of abortion, the physical, the emotional, and the social cost. As you know, or may not know, I'm sorry, there is an abortion breast cancer link. It's called the ABC link. There are seriously high rates of breast cancer associated with women who have had abortions in the past. Also, there's a high emotional cost. Women who've had abortions are known to have regretted it for the rest of their lives. I was talking with a friend a few days ago about his uncertainty with regard to Social Security, which led me into the conversation of abortion with him. I told him that I asked if he was aware that Social Security would probably be solvent if we had the 50 million workers that abortion had taken over the last 35 years. We've got a special audio clip I'll be playing for you today. It's called The Sex Ed Question. Congresswoman Virginia Fox, as I mentioned earlier, put the question before a panel, a seven-person panel, and asked the question. Do we have that? I was wondering if we could go ahead and listen to that clip for the first time. All right, we're going to listen to this clip. Two revealing answers.
I have one other question, and one question I'd like to ask you, and I just want a yes or no answer from each member of the panel, and I'll start on that end. If provided evidence of abstinent education programs are as or more effective than comprehensive sex education, would you support optional federal funding for such programs? I just want a yes or no. No. Next person.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Okay, thank you very much. The record will show how each person answered. I think this shows the situation that we're dealing with here.
I know that sometimes it's hard to understand what's being said in some of those audio clips, but you need to get the thrust of what this question was. The Congresswoman Fox posed the question, if abstinence education could be proven to be as effective or more effective than the education that's put forth by Planned Parenthood in the public schools, would they support it? As you could hear, there was a vote of 6 against, 5 against, and 2 for. That's a pretty sad testimony to the state of the of our opinions in our justice system today. Let's go to the phones. We've got a call from Aurora. Amy, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Yes, I had a suggestion for the personhood amendment. And last night, my husband and I were at our WANA clubs with our boys, and our church does support the personhood amendment, and we got several pages filled by all the parents coming into the Iwana group.
Wonderful.
And it was amazing because some of them don't go to our church and they hadn't heard about it before. And so they were all excited. Oh, yes, we'll support this. So I just wanted to let you know that, yes, you can go to church on Sunday and do it, but also think of any club that you're a part of because it is wonderful, all the support we got last night. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, great. Thanks for your call. Keep up the good work. Appreciate
that.
That's right. We've got about 10 days left, I guess, left to gather signatures and get them in the mail. I just want to encourage you, if you are circulating petitions and you have several of them out, it's not a bad thing to go ahead and send in a few of them that aren't completely filled out. Don't feel like you have to wait until you get that 79th signature. They need those petitions. As soon as they can get them, there are a few things they need to do with them. So go ahead and send those in as soon as you can. Going to the phones again. Someone named Bob is calling. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live, Bob.
Vic Lopez, thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Hey, I hope you can hear me okay. I'm out on the street at the Capitol at Colfax and Grant Street getting signatures. And Vic, today, even with the bad weather and the snow, it's cleared up and it's been a great day for getting signatures.
Great. Did you go to the National Day of Prayer this earlier, Bob?
Yeah, we had, we covered the Arvada Library event. Now, there were events all over the state of Colorado. And so I've only heard from a couple people at other events, but we had a wonderful success at the Arvada Library. Even though the weather wasn't great, almost everyone there wanted to sign a petition. And, Vic, you'll like this. There was a Baptist church from Arvada represented there, and they asked if we could have people at their church on Sunday getting signatures, and, of course, we're honored. So we'll be doing that.
That's awesome, Bob. I know someone else has been invited to a church this Sunday. Her name's Connie. Do you know Connie?
Oh, well, there's a Connie on our staff there, so that's good news, too.
She'll be going to George Steppen, his church, Ward Road Baptist Church. That service starts at 9:30 a.m. Praying for God's touch is their slogan there. She's been invited. She's going to be there getting signatures. If anyone knows where that church is or is close to that church, wants to go sign the petition, that'd be a good place to go.
That is great. Maybe they could stop in and worship the Lord while they're there.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, Vic.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you heard this news yet, but talking to the campaign state coordinator a bit earlier, Keith Mason, he said yesterday 3,000 signatures came into the campaign on just yesterday.
Praise the Lord. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm encouraging people to send them in, letting them know that they don't have to have them completely filled out.
That's absolutely right. Now, if we have people who think they could get more signatures, what they could do is call Colorado Right to Life, or they could call the campaign down in Colorado Springs and say, I'm going to send in my petition. Let's say they have 10 or 20 or 50 signatures. I'm going to send mine in, but please send me a blank one. And the reason we want people to keep going is because we're not there yet, but we're getting there. And with God's help, we're going to get this pro-life personhood amendment on the ballot.
That's right. And just to reiterate, as we've said in the past, we need 76,000 signatures, but we really need to get more than that because we know realistically that what would you say, Bob, a good 10, 15% will probably be contested and maybe thrown out?
Yeah, I'd say so. When we get signatures at churches, they have a very high rate of accuracy, over 90%. When you're out at events like a ball game or out on the street or at the Capitol or wherever, then the percentages could be lower, even as low as 80%, or some events even lower.
Right.
So when I get people to sign, I just look and make sure that they wrote their county. You know, some people forget to put their county or the date. And so you just check as each person signs it, and it's a real blessing, Vic. I know you've gotten hundreds of signatures, and I think you could agree that it's a blessing to talk to people who get excited that there are pro-lifers out trying to save children.
That's right. It's also a blessing, Bob, because you know not everybody receives this well. It's also a blessing when you experience some rejection, too.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And, you know, I love what Cal Zastro does. He said, well, thank you anyway. Have a blessed day.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord loves you. And he's just so upbeat and excited about Jesus Christ and his salvation. It's catchy. It rubs off on people.
It does. Cal was out at the Aurora Public Library earlier in the week, and he just was standing there when there weren't any people going by. He was singing hymns and praising the Lord, and I think about him a lot when I'm getting down
yeah.
there.
Now, I would like to let the audience know something, a little bit of backroom information about the show yesterday. Cal Zastro called into the show, as people would have heard, but he thought he was on hold. He didn't realize he was on the air. And, you know, he's such a dear brother.
Right.
He thought he was talking to the call screener, and he didn't realize that I was out getting petitions, and he was actually on the air. So if anybody wondered, hey, Cal didn't sound too excited when he got on the show, that's because he thought he was on hold.
That's funny.
It's live radio, you know. Live radio is a trip.
Yeah, it goes perfectly every time, right, Bob?
Yeah, that's right. So I have three petitions that I'm working at the same time, Vic, and they're on pieces of cardboard, just cut out cardboard, just the size of the petition. And I got rubber bands just holding the petition to the cardboard with three pens. And when people come by, I ask them to sign it, and then the next person coming by sees somebody signing something, and, you know, hey, what's going on, and could you sign the personhood petition? Are you a Colorado voter, registered voter? And so many people will say yes. Now, not everybody, but so many.
Yeah, it really is easier than I think a lot of people think it is. I drive a truck for a living, you know that, Bob, and if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well, you are an extraordinary man, Vic Lopez, and I get excited when I hear about the Christians who ask you to come and speak at their church to fire up their church about protecting the unborn and loving your neighbor, as Jesus said. That's love, when you care about your neighbor.
Yeah, Bob, good news. As you know, a few weeks back, I was at a church called Globeville Community Church, and the
right.
pastor there, Sam Silva, talked to a friend of his who's also a pastor, and he's in Commerce City, and I talked to him just an hour or two before the show, and he wants me to come out Sunday afternoon to Evangelica Apostolica de la Fe in Jesus Cristo Church and collect signatures, so I'm just so encouraged.
Quiero hablar español. ¿Qué pasa?
I can read it. I just can't speak it.
So, Vic, you'll have a wonderful time there.
Yes, sir. I believe so. God is really working here in these last days. We got about 10 days left. And if anybody out there is listening, think you can get 5 or 10 signatures, please don't hesitate to call. 5 or 10 is 5 or 10 more than we had before you sent them in.
Now, Vic, Planned Parenthood, they've been getting hammered in the media lately for different reasons, for helping child rapists when maybe an uncle or a stepfather brings in a 13, 14-year-old girl who's pregnant.
Yeah, it's tragic.
And they committed incest, and Planned Parenthood asks no questions. They violate the mandatory reporting laws for suspected child sexual abuse. They get rid of the evidence, i.e., they kill the baby in the girl's womb, and they send the victim home with her rapist.
Right.
That's what Planned Parenthood does all over the country. It's despicable. They are despicable. And yesterday, the audience knows I went to the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley and spoke. Actually, we were there for 4 hours.
Wow.
With a constitutional law class and their professor and also an attorney who's done work for Planned Parenthood, Ed Ramey. And I tell you, Vic, it was an enormous blessing, just an enormous blessing to state the simple truth that abortion is wrong because it's a baby. You never kill a baby. It was very powerful and very exciting.
Okay. Yeah, Bob, you know, we really need to fight this fight while we have life in our bodies. Planned Parenthood's not only killing children here in the United States. You know that they're supporting things all over the world in China and Africa, and it's just
That's right.
It's just
they
tragic.
Give millions of dollars to China's population control program, which is forced abortion. There is no pro-choice in China. It's forced abortion.
We were at the Life Commercials banquet last week, and that dear girl, I can't remember her name. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, Xu Young Joe.
Right, Xu Young Joe. I got to talk to her for just a minute, and just the passion in this woman's eyes to help her sisters in China that are undergoing what she had to, you know, suffer. It was just terrible.
Yeah, and then I don't know if you heard the show, Vic, on Monday when I read an interview with Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he says he's pro-life. And here is this, you know, a media outlet asking him questions about forced abortion in the Pacific, where he went to investigate.
Right.
And the interview was like out of the Twilight Zone, where Bob Schaefer, like he went down the rabbit hole in some Alice in Wonderland insanity. And I was thinking of William Wilberforce in England. A real statesman fighting to stop slavery.
An abolitionist, yeah.
I thought he would never give such bizarre answers to someone in the media asking about his role in fighting slavery.
Right.
He would never do it. But we need statesmen. We need heroes who understand what's at stake and are committed to the principles that our Creator has given us the right to life.
That's right, Bob, and I'm reminded of Cal Zastro likes to make, he likes to repeat quotes from famous people, and the favorite one of mine that I've heard him use many times is the one from Edmund Burke that says, "No man makes a greater mistake than he who does nothing because he can only do a little."
Who does nothing because he can only do a little.
Right.
Wow. Well, the website for the campaign is ColoradoForEqualRights.com.
Right.
ColoradoForEqualRights.com. Christy Burton is the sponsor of Colorado's Personhood Amendment. And on that site, there's a whole list of distribution centers that people could look and find out where's the closest place to them, like Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, for example. You could go there at 72nd and Oak and get a petition, a blank petition. Or you could go there and just sign a petition.
Or you could call ColoradoRightToLife.org. You could go to that website.
That's right.
Therefore,
and Vic, I'd like to let people know, I'm going to have to go in a minute, but I'm missing a lot of signatures here while I'm on the phone, but I'd like to let people know what's going to happen as we approach the date of the 13th.
Okay.
Okay, the Secretary of State's website has May 13th as the deadline for this Human Life Amendment initiative, and we need to turn in 76,000 signatures. Now, if we have, say we have 77,000, but 10% are bad, well, they're going to tell us that we're 6,000 short, 7,000 short. And so we'll have 2 weeks then to cure that deficiency, to make up for the ones that were bad. And so we're not going to slow down as we come toward the date of the 13th. We're going to be ready to go. You know, we've got a well-oiled machine all over the state, a couple thousand people carrying these petitions, and hundreds of churches that have helped. So we may need to jump into high gear on, you know, just after May 13th.
Right, right. Sort of that burst of speed for the line at the end instead of slowing up, huh?
Well, that's true. And so I would say the latest date to mail your petitions in maybe is, say, May 7th or May 8th.
Well, that's good information.
Because they need to get them at the campaign. There's a P.O. box number on every petition. You mail your petition and you get it notarized, which is as easy as stopping in at a bank or an insurance office or 100 other places. You get it notarized. That takes a minute. Then you mail it in. But after that day, after the 7th or the 8th, then you need to bring it in person to one of those distribution centers or to Colorado Right to Life, downtown Denver, right across the street from the Capitol.
Right.
Or you can call the campaign and say, I have a petition. It has this many names on it. Could someone help me and please pick it up?
Right. That number would be 719-749-2164.
Right. Say that again. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. The Colorado for Equal Rights campaign phone number is 719-749-2164.
Okay. And so so what this means is, let's say May 7th. By May 7th, you mail your petition. And after May 7th, you have to bring it in person. Or call the campaign or bring it to Colorado Right to Life. You got to hand it to someone. So we make sure to get them on time. They have to be processed by the campaign and then physically delivered to the Secretary of State's office downtown. I could see his office from where I'm standing. And so that's what's going to happen. Then the Secretary of State, they're not going to count them all. They're only going to count about 10% of them. They're going to check name by name with the statewide, you know, it has over 2 million, almost 3 million names on it, the voter registration database. And they're going to compare them for accuracy, come up with a percentage of valid signatures, and then they'll tell us whether we need more or not.
Hmm. Okay.
And, hey, Vic, so many people, politicians, lawyers, they've said there's no way this could get on the ballot. Because it costs $250,000 typically to buy signatures. That's how most of these campaigns get on the ballot. And they said this is a small group. Christy Burton, she doesn't have a big organization behind her, a $50 million annual budget organization. It's just Christy Burton. She was a 19-year-old Christian homeschooled law student when she started. But God has worked mightily through this young lady and through all those who are helping all over Colorado, Christians trying to honor God.
Well, good to hear from you, Bob. You keep up the good work there.
Vic, God bless you. Thanks for filling in.
God bless you. Thanks. Okay, we got another call. Let's go to the phones and we'll talk to Connie from Denver.
Hello.
Hello, Connie.
How are you doing, Vic?
I am well. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Thank you. I wanted to take a minute and just tell you my story. This year, I went with my husband to the March for Life.
Okay.
And we heard a compelling story, a lady named Julie McAmey, who was actually, her mother was raped. And instead of her mother having an abortion, she gave her daughter up for adoption.
That's
and
right.
It's a beautiful story about a reunion between a mother and a daughter. And now the daughter knows her mom and loves her mom, and her mom loves her daughter, and they're both happy to be alive.
It's a beautiful story. Connie, for those who might not know, the March for Life is held every January, and they hold it every January at the Capitol, and it's right around the time of the Roe v. Wade decision, yeah?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That is the first time my husband and I had gone, and I have to tell you, I have been a Christian for over 18 years. But I was deeply touched by her story, and when I started to learn the facts about how many babies are killed every day at the abortion clinics, I just couldn't sit back with my eyes closed and a cold heart anymore about this issue.
All right. So you're out there circulating petitions, are you?
What I do is I take my petition with me everywhere I go. This morning I had my oil changed in my car, and I took my petition, and, you know, I just asked the people, very nice, very respectful, are you a voter in Colorado? They say yes or no. Sometimes they say yes, and they think they're off the hook. And then I say, will you sign my petition, please?
Well, Connie, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story.
You're very welcome.
God bless you, my friend.
God bless you.
Okay. Hey, well, what do you think? We can listen to this audio clip again, huh? One more time? One basic question, two revealing answers.
I have one other question, and one question I'd like to ask you, and I just want a yes or no answer from each member of the panel, and I'll start on that end. If provided evidence of abstinent education programs are as or more effective than comprehensive sex education, would you support optional federal funding for such programs? I just want a yes or no.
No.
Next person.
No.
No.
Yes. No.
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. The record will show how each person answered. I think this shows the situation that we're dealing with here.
Yes or no, indeed. Special thanks to Dr. Stanley Weed, yes. Dr. Harvey Feinberg, yes. Dr. John Santelli, no. Dr. Georges Benjamin, no. Dr. Margaret Blythe, no. Max Siegel, no. Shelby Knox, no. Okay, real quick, I just wanted to put in a plug. You may or may not know that Bob Inyart Live has a truck. They call it the Truth Truck. We drive it around town. It has some banners on it, anti-abortion banners, and occasionally we like to hear from new people. If you're interested in driving that truck, go ahead and call the studio, and we'll call you back, and we'll try to get you into that truck so we can get it on the road. I mentioned earlier I'm going to be at Evangelica Apostolica de la Fe in Jesus Cristo Church in Commerce City this weekend. Look out for Focus on the Strategy 3, Expel the Movie, and don't forget about Maranatha Christian School. Maranatha.
Bob's brother, Brian Enyart, has moved his home remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call Brian to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. Brian has nearly 30 years of experience beautifying homes, so whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that 95% of the proceeds will go directly to Brian's wife, Jennifer. Hey, that's me! And 5% of the proceeds will go to support Bob Enyart Live. So call Fancy Schmancy Renovations at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033, or visit us on the web at fancyschmancyrenovations.com.